Skip told Deary and Deary's new friends how he'd seen Stoke heading toward the palace on the plains from the third floor lounge windows, how he'd fallen into the water, how we'd rescued him and taken him to the infirmary, how the doctor had said Stoke was one sick puppy. The doc hadn't said any such thing, but he didn't need to. Those of us who had touched Stoke's skin knew that he was running a fever, and all of us had heard that horrible deep cough. Skip said nothing about how fast Stoke had been moving, as if he wanted to kill the whole world and then die himself. And he said nothing about how we'd laughed, Mark St. Pierre so hard he'd wet his pants. When Skip finished, Deary glanced uncertainly at Ebersole. Ebersole looked back blandly. Behind them, Dean Gerritsen continued to smile his little Buddha smile. The implication was clear. It was Deary's show. He'd better have a show to put on. Deary took a deep breath and looked back at us. "We believe Stokely Jones was responsible for the act of vandalism and public obscenity, which was perpetrated on the north end of Chamberlain Hall at a time we don't know when this morning. I'm telling you exactly what he said, not making a single word of it up, other than it became necessary to destroy the village in order to save it. That was perhaps the most sublime example of honcho speak I ever heard in my life. I believe Deary expected us to ooh and ah like the extras in a Perry Mason courtroom finale, where the revelations start coming thick and fast. Instead, we were silent. Skip watched closely, and when he saw Deary draw in another deep breath for the next pronouncement, he said, "What makes you think it was him, Deary?" Although I'm not completely sure, I never asked him, I believe Skip used the nickname purposely to throw Deary even further off his stride. In any case, it worked. Deary started to go off, looked at Ebersole, and recalculated his options. A red line was rising out of his collar. I watched it climb, fascinated. It was a little like watching a Disney cartoon where Donald Duck is trying to control his temper. You know he can't possibly do it. The suspense comes from not knowing how long he can maintain even a semblance of reason. "I think you know the answer to that, Skip," Deary finally said. "Stokely Jones wears a coat with a very particular symbol on the back." He picked up the folder he had carried in, removed a sheet of paper, looked at it, then turned it around so we can look at it too. None of us was very surprised by what was there. This symbol. It was invented by the Communist Party shortly after the end of the Second World War. It means victory through infiltration and is commonly called the Broken Cross by subversives. It has also become very popular with such inner-city radical groups as the Black Muslims and the Black Panthers. Since this symbol was visible on Stoke Jones's coat long before it appeared on the side of our dorm, I hardly think it takes a rocket scientist to... "David, that is such bullshit!" Nate said, standing up. He was pale and trembling, but with anger rather than fear. Had I ever heard him say the word bullshit in public before? I don't think so.